Good morning, afternoon, and evening. The name is Kate Iris.
And hello, my name is Josh.
And we're here to share with you our discussion about the changes that were happening in technology in the Renaissance period.
So since we're talking about technology, what is technology in the Renaissance period?
Technology is the application of scientific knowledge for practical purposes. The technology in the Renaissance was the set of European historical objects and inventions which spanned the Renaissance period, roughly the 14th century to the 16th century. In the early Renaissance, only educated people can read and write. Books at that time were written in Latin. Books were also very expensive at that time, so unless you were wealthy, you won't be able to afford these books. This affected the people's ability to learn and share their ideas. So that's when Johannes Gutenberg came along and changed that. In 1440, Johannes Gutenberg, a German, developed a printing press. It allowed books to be produced quickly and cheaply. Because of this, thousands of books were printed. This made books available to the masses, led to increase in literacy, changed literature, and paved the way for evolution in education. Many things were also invented, like the double shell domes, patent law, and bastion fortresses. A bastion fort is a type of Italian trace. It's fortification in a style that evolved during the early modern period of gunpowder, when the cannon came to dominate the battlefield. It was first seen in the mid-15th century in Italy. Then there's also Galileo Galilei, who invented the first rudimentary thermometer in 1593.
Since someone did development for books, do you know if anyone developed technology for mathematics or art?
Actually, yes, there is. In the mid-1600s, Blaise Pascal put together the first digital calculator because he wanted to help his dad, who was a tax collector. There's also Filippo Brunelleschi, who invented linear perspective. It revolutionized painting and paved the way for naturalistic styles.
Some technologies that were invented were also about innovations and improvements on existing techniques, right?
Yep, that one too. Because of this many inventions and new technology, the society improved too.
Yes, it improved the society, but it impacts us today in different ways. New technology can bring great changes in society, but some of these technology we have today causes pollution and other disadvantages. Am I right?
I agree on that.
An example of our gadgets that sometimes the reason why we don't exercise regularly and why we are lazy.
Although there are disadvantages, I must say that these technologies are a big help and are really creative. Like what Leonardo da Vinci did. He created many things. One of those things is a parachute.
How did he think of that?
He thought that if a man had a tent made of linen, of which the openings are stepped up and being 23 feet across and 12 in depth, he will be able to throw himself down from a great height without getting an injury. How smart. Speaking of creations, did you know that in about 18th century, after Johannes Gutenberg created a printing press, there were about 1 billion printing presses all over Europe? What do you think about that?
1 billion? That's a lot, and I think it would need millions of workers to operate that many printing presses. I wonder how many books they produced.
Actually, the mechanical device they use for printing press purposes can produce 3,600 pages per workday.
That's something I didn't know before. Cool. I just remembered another cool thing is when Sir John invented a strange technology that could flush waste away to another location. Technically, it was a toilet.
By all counts and with proven results, it is no wonder that the improvement of technology in the Renaissance improved the ability of people to learn. It also improved the society in many ways, including the invention of linear perspective, which improved the way architectures design buildings and structures. So if you're still thinking that the change in technology in Renaissance just affected the books and how they were made, always think about what Josh said. Sir Harrington invented the toilet.
Technology continues to play a big role in our lives. And we have to thank the people who invented the technology that helps us today. One of those is Johann Gutenberg that made it possible for the people of the Renaissance and us to buy and read our own book. How smart can people get? Finally, I want you to know that technology is good but bad at the same time. So be careful or you'll get addicted like me.
We'll see you in our next topic. Thanks for listening.